It is Wednesday morning, Parshas Tzav, Tav Shem Pei Dalid. If we could turn in our Chumashim to Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis. This is the Pasuk just after Sheni. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Ze Korban Aaron Uvonov, Asher Akiv al Hashem. This is the carbon of Aaron and his children on the day that they bring it to Hashem. When is this carbon brought? B'yom hi moshachoso, the day that he is anointed. Asiras ha'efa, a tenth of an efa. Solas, fine flour, mincha. It's brought as a mincha tamid. Tamid means daily, all the time, like a carbon tamid. Machatzitza baboker, machatzitza ba'erev. Half of it is brought in the morning, and half of it is brought in the evening. And what is done with this mincha? Al machavash shem and te'asa, in a frying pan with oil that should be made. Mor bechas to Vienna. You shall bring it saturated. Rashi says it's scalded in boiling water as much as needed. Mor bechas to Vienna. Tefuneit minchas pitim. Well baked. A meal offering of broken pieces. Tachiv, you should bring it. Reich nechoach l'Hashem. It'll be reich nechoach. Sweets, pleasant carbon, sweet-smelling to Hashem. And then, the next pasuk says, V'ha-koin ha-mashiach tach, the koin who is anointed in his stead of the koin gadol, the next koin gadol that's appointed, mibana from his sons, yasa oso, he will also bring this carpet, chak olam Hashem, an everlasting statue to Hashem, kolot taktor, it'll be entirely burnt. Now, the pasuk Yud Gimel, again, requires our attention. Because it says, this carbon of Aaron Vanov, when is it brought? The day that he is anointed, which is one day. He's not anointed every single day. But then at the end of the pasuk, it says it's brought, or towards the end of the pasuk, mincha tamid, it's brought every day. So what gives? Is it a mincha that's brought every day, or is it only brought the day that he's anointed? So let's see Rashi. Ze carbon Aaron Vanov. Every carbon hedyot. In other words, you have only one kohen gadol, but every other kohen that does service in the Beis HaMikdash are called a kohen hedyot. And every kohen has his first day that he's inaugurated, right? There's only one time that a person is inaugurated for a position. So the day that the kohen hedyot becomes inaugurated as a kohen, he brings that carbon. Aval kohen gadol, but the kohen gadol himself, b'chol yom, he brings it every day. Shenem Maris, it says, mincha tamid. It's brought a mincha tamid. So Rashi's making peace in this pasuk. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons. Look back at the pasuk. That they, asher yakriv al Hashem, which is brought, b'yom hi moshacho so, which is the day, right? Now, b'yom hi moshacho so, he's saying, refers to the Chanukah, the inauguration of who? Of the Kohen Hedyot. And then Minchas Tamid is referring to the Kohen Gadol, which is really doesn't read so smoothly in the Pasuk, right? I have a Sefer Maor Mordechai. He takes this apart in a very beautiful way. And he says, of course, that's why Rashi has to say what he does, because there's an apparent contradiction. Is it brought on the day of inauguration, or is it brought every day? So the Kohen Hedyot brings it every day, and the Kohen Gadol brings it. The Kohen Hedyot brings it on the day of his inauguration. The Kohen Gadol brings it every day. He says, now, this is good with the Bnei Aaron themselves. You see, the children of Aaron, if you know, they were anointed. The Pasuk tells us, Aaron and his children, they were both anointed with oil. That's called the Shemen HaMishcha, that Moshe Rabbeinu made, special oil. And that Shemen HaMishcha, incidentally, was used for a number of things. They anointed the vessels, they anointed the Aaron Uvanov. They didn't make all that much, but there was a nest that there was enough to go around. Okay, so now Aaron and Aaron's children were anointed with oil, but in future generations, after that generation, Kohen Hedyot is not anointed with oil. He just has a chinuch. He's inaugurated when he does the service, but he doesn't have oil placed on his head. So why does it say b'yom hi moshach? Again, we're saying b'yom hi moshach is referring to the carbon that the Kohen Hedyot brings every single day. The Kohen Gadol's carbon every day is when it says tamid. But Yom HaMashiach is referring to the Kohen Hedget. But that's not true for all future generations. For all future generations, the inauguration does not require that the Kohen is anointed with oil. That was just that first generation and the Midbar. So why does it say B'Yom HaMashiach? So you have to say that it's because since this pasuk was given at that time and it was spoken to those Kohanim, so it uses the word Himashach because that was actual at that particular time. But it's true that afterwards the word Mashiach would not be appropriate because Moshe is speaking about Aaron and his children. Aaron and his children were anointed with oil, and therefore the word anointed is used. Fine. But something else has to be understood. Because it says at the beginning of the pasuk, Zeh Karban Aaron Uvana, this is the Karban Aaron and the Shul Asher Yakhu when Biyom Himashach. Now that word Himashach seems that it's going, right? That's the verb. What's the noun? What's the subject of the pasuk? Aharon Uvana of Aaron and his children. Biyom Himashach Oso, okay? Well, actually, if you want to really scrutinize the pasuk, right? Could have said him or some, them, not him. But in any event, it does say B'yom HaMashiach Oso. So at the very least, you would think that HaMashiach Oso is going back on Aaron himself. And Rashi is totally taking it out of context and saying HaMashiach, even though Aaron is mentioned first in the pasuk, look at the words again, Aaron Uvanov. And now Rashi is telling me HaMashiach Oso is only a reference to the Kohen Hedget. And now we go back to Aaron HaKohen when it says Minchas Tamid. So it seems like it's not only it's a stretch, but it's kind of ignoring the fact that the word HaMashiach Oso seems to have been referring to Aaron, and you're telling me it's not because Aaron is only referred to at the latter part of the pasuk. So he wants to suggest the following, and this really is a Gemara. It comes out of a Gemara Menachos, and here's the question: what happens to a Kohen Gadol the day he's anointed? So let's say one Sunday morning, the Kohen Gadol, this new Kohen Gadol is anointed, right? It's a big pomp and circumstance, right? And how do you anoint the Kohen Gadol? With oil, of course, but also, and the oil for the Kohen Gadol, incidentally, is true of all generations. It's only the Kohen Hedget doesn't have oil, except for that door in the Midbar, Aaron and his children. But for all future generations, every Kohen Gadol that's anointed did have oil used to anoint him. Now, again, so let's say you have a Kohen Gadol that's anointed on a Sunday, right? So how many Minchas Chavitins does he bring? Because we just said that the Kohen Gadol every single day, right? You know, that means that the order of business is, right? He starts his day, he brings a Minchas Chavitin. He brings a half the measure of a tenth eighth of flour, half in the morning and half in the evening. This is true every day. This is just the ritual that he does every day. And we know that the day that he is anointed, he's not worse than every Kohen Hedget. So the day that he's anointed, he also has to bring the Minchas Chavitim. How many Minchas Chavitins does he bring the day that he's anointed? The Rambam says that he brings two. One to serve as the Chinuch carbon, the Minchas Chinuch. But he's Chinuch as a Kohen Gadol. In other words, now a Kohen Hedget, he had a Chinuch as a Kohen Hedget before. But the Rambam says a Kohen Gadol on the day that he's anointed brings two Minchas Chavitins. One is for the Minchas Chinuch, and the other one is because of the Chavite Kohen Gadol that brings every single day. In other words, you can't double dip here. You have to do two. Am I being clear here? In other words, every time there's an inauguration, right, of any Kohen, he brings a Minchas Chavitin, right? So if the Kohen Gadol is inaugurated into his new position, there would be a Minchas Chavitin. But yet, a Kohen Gadol, the next day, he's also going to bring a Minchas Chavitin. So the day that he's inaugurated, he's bringing two Minchas Chavitins. He's bringing one because he's inaugurated, and one number two because he's a Kohen Gadol, and every day he brings a Minchas Chavitin. So he wants to suggest that in the Kohen Gadol, you do have a fulfillment of the pasuk B'yom HaMashiach Oso. Again, while it's true, look back at that pasuk, and while it's true that in the second part of the pasuk, it's called Minchas Tomid, that he brings it every single day, but that's not to negate the fact that there is also an element that it's brought on B'yom HaMashiach. So let's look at the pasuk again. Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanov. This is the carbon of Aaron Uvanov that they bring, and they both bring it B'yom HaMashiach Oso. the respective days of inauguration. So any day of the year, you could have who knows how many Kohen Hedrits are being inaugurated. So they bring a minchas, what they call a minchas chinuch, and the Kohen Gadol, the day that he's inaugurated, right? He'll bring a chavite Kohen Gadol, and in addition to that, minchas tamid brings it every day. If the two coincide one time, mainly the day that he's inaugurated, the Kohen Gadol, so he'll bring one as in terms of Yom HaMashiach, because it's in his inauguration day, and he's not worse than every Kohen Hedrit that's inaugurated that brings one, and he will also bring it as a Minchas Tamid, the Kohen Gadol's carpet that brings every day. So when a Kohen Hedrit is inaugurated, that's what we refer to as Minchas Chinuch. You know, everyone knows the name of the Sefer called the Minchas Chinuch. Why is it Minchas Chinuch? It's the Minchas, the flour offering, the meal offering that's brought on the day of the inauguration of a Kohen. Now, the Kohen Gadol that brings it every day, that's called, it's the same exact carbon. It's treated the same way as we just described. It's scalded in water and it's saturated and so on and so forth. That's called Minchas Chavitim. So you have two different names that refer to the same actual carbon. When a Kohen Hedrit brings it on the day of his inauguration, it's called Minchas Chinuch, the Mincha of inauguration. And when the Kohen Gadol brings it every single day, it's called Minchas Chavitim. And when the Kohen Gadol brings it on the day of his inauguration, one of them is, well, I guess, will be called the Minchas Chinuch, and that's from Yom HaMashiach. So one is called Minchas Chavitim.
Is that possible? Because the Kohen Gadol
could
be inaugurated for the first time.
No, I hear what you're saying. If my memory serves me correctly, which as I get older it doesn't always do anymore, I believe it's spoken about in the Gemara in Menachos. Okay, I can't recall, but I remember thinking about that, or maybe it was only I was thinking about it. Maybe the Gemara talks about it. I can't remember right now. Now, the Sefer Maor Mordechai, incidentally, was written by Reb Tzvi Einstatter, who's one of the Magidi Shiurim in Neri Yisrael Yeshiva. He's a tremendous goin, and he wrote a number of Sforim. And he says such an interesting thing. He says another pshat in the Pasuk that, again, so he was bothered by the fact that while Rashi does tell me, B'yom HaMashiach also refers to the Kohen Hedrit, and the end of the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol, but at the end of the day, the word he, Moshach Oso, does seem to be written regarding Aaron himself. So how do you resolve that? So we just suggested something, that he can have two korbanos. Listen to what he cites from the Tzafnas Panech, the Rogachover garden, and I looked it up at home last night. I have the Sefer on the Rambam. He says something fantastic. Now, we know that there's two inaugurations that can happen. One is the inauguration of a Kohen Gadol, and we use this oil. There's another inauguration of a Melech, the king, right? Malchus Beis David, the Davidic kingdom, right? The kings, the David, it would be anointed with oil, right? Now, the Gemara says a couple of interesting things. First of all, let's a couple of premises here. Number one, this Shemen HaMishcha is a holy oil, right? In fact, the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to replicate it. Right, and number two, it has a din of kedusha, and you're not allowed to abuse it or misappropriate it. You can't take that oil and use it for other purposes. You can't smear it on your skin, anoint your skin with it, and so on and so forth. It's got holy properties. It's kadosh. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the halacha is that the Kohen, the Melech, let's call it the king, Malchus Beis David, once he's anointed with oil, David HaMelech is anointed with oil, then the next king does not have to be anointed with it, oil afterwards, because the anointing of a king of Malchus Beis David, that anointing makes him and his children, it gives him the din that he can bequeath, he can be Moirish, that bequeath his malucha to his children after him, and the oil does not have to be used after it was used the first time for a melech. The Gemara increases, talks about incidents we find that kings were anointed. So the Gemara says whenever there was a dispute regarding that new king, they wanted to show that he is a king nonetheless, and they did use the oil. But really, if not for the fact that there was a whole dispute regarding his appointment, he would not have needed to be anointed because his father was. Once the father is a king, so his children are kings also. By Kohen Gadol, it's not that way. The Kohen Gadol, once he's anointed, so after he dies, so then his son, who is anointed after him, has to be, who's appointed as a king, has to be anointed with Shemitah Mishka. Okay, these are a couple of premises that we have here. Okay, says the Tzafnos Paneach. He says, this is the way we view this. It sounds subtle, but it's very interesting. He says, when the oil is put on the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Nezer Shemim Mishchas Elokav Olav. It creates a Nezer, like a crown, an aura upon his head of the Kohen Gadol. He says, that oil that's put on the head of the Kohen Gadol, it's not that it anoints him for that moment, and then he's on automatic pilot. The oil on his head creates an anointment every single day, every moment. It's like he's recreated, he's being re-anointed every moment through that oil. That oil is doing its job every moment of the day. B'chol rega v'rega. He says it comes out that it says like this, it says that's why the melech, when he's anointed with oil, the oil has its effect for all times, for him and his children. That's why the children don't need to be anointed. That Shemitah HaMishcha, it was effective for all future generations. The oil on the king, that's not the case. The oil on the Kohen Gadol, that's not the case. The oil on the Kohen Gadol, it kind of re-anoints him every moment of the day. In other words, it does its job, if you will. That's the mechanism. It's a spiritual mechanism that is mechadish every day. He says, for example, it says that if a Kohen Gadol would take... we know that if you have sacrificial properties, once the mitzvah is done with it, so you're allowed to use it for your own purposes, right? It's me'ila goes off once it's already. The Gemara says if a Kohen Gadol will take the oil from his head, and it will take it, smear it on his stomach, on his body, so he transgressed the iser of me'ila. Okay, why? Because but he was already anointed, so the oil already did its job. So if the oil already did its job, why is he in violation? The answer is because it didn't already do its job. It's continuously doing its job. In fact, the Gemara says that Aaron HaKohen, the oil miraculously, it stayed, it dripped onto his beard, and it never left. That was a nace that the Kohen Gadol, it was by miracle, the oil, there were always remnants of that oil on his body, right? And therefore, he wants to say that that's why, this is now the Sefer Mor Mordechai wants to say, according to the understanding of the Tzavtos Paneach, he says, that's why it says, B'yom Himoshacho So. Because every single day, when the Kohen Gadol brings Minchas Chavitin, the understanding that is that every day is a Minchas Chinuch. In other words, we've been separating it out. We've been saying when a Kohen is inaugurated, that's one carbon. And a Kohen Gadol, that's called Minchas Chavitin. He wants to suggest, according to the Tzavtos Paneach, every single day of his tenure, he's constantly being anointed anew with the oil, right? And he says, and that's why if he takes that oil even a month, a year, 10 years into his, if he would still find some of that oil, so to speak, on a theoretical basis and use it on his body, he's in violation because it didn't stop doing its job. It's doing its job every day. He says, this is really, the truth of the matter is, The Sfasemis, I've been saying this in shul for years, he wants to say that the Kohen Gadol, it says he's like a malach, he's mischadish b'chol yom. He wants to say that the nature of the korban is really a minchas chinuch. By definition, essentially, it's a chinuch korban. But a Kohen Gadol, because he's so fresh and he rejuvenates himself every single day, he has it in, like on a spiritual level, it's like he's being mechunich every day because he comes with a new, with a zeal to his job every day. It's like the first day on the job every single day. That's his maila. Chadoshim lapkorim, he's like an angel regarding which it says that they are newly created every single day. He like recreates himself every day. And then he throws in something which I really didn't understand until I saw this. this. He says, like we find by Aaron HaKohen that the oil always remained there. Yeah. It never ceased. And he says, he says there's an aspect of this with every Kohen Gadol for every future generation that he becomes new every day. I don't know if he means that there's a miracle that occurs to every Kohen Gadol. He seems to imply that there's a miracle with the oil for every Kohen Gadol for future generations. Whether he means it in the literal sense, but he means it at least in a conceptual sense, that this is what a Kohen Gadol is about. A Kohen Gadol is about a person who never gets old and jaded. He's every single day, he comes with a new vigor. He's like, he's recreated every day anew. And that fits in very good with the Tzavtas Paneach. That's why he is anointed every day, Tzavtas Paneach, that the oil is doing its job every single day. So just going back to the Pasuk again, Zeh Karban Aaron Avon, this is the Karban of Aaron, B'yom Himoshachosah, who's Himoshachosah going on? Not only a Kohen Hedget, like Rashi says, but Rashi agrees that it's a Kohen Gadol also, because he is anointed every single day. And that's why he brings it Talmud, because it's his inauguration. Have a good day.
If you learn it that way, there's no need for Hedyotim.
Wow. That's a good question. That's I thought.